Space News 35, August 12, 2024. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Hello, welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. The piece of news for today. Starship Talika finally left Earth's orbit for her long trip back to planet Temma, orbiting the star Taygeta. She has been our home and our lifeboat for many years. It is where I was welcomed when I got lost in space when I was 13 years old, and the place I used to call home. I didn't leave Talika, and never went out of her for at least 2 years, so it was even strange to see her from another ship, from Sardiclea, my new flagship. She is an 89-year-old starship, in Earth years of course, and the first of the Talika class, so from another ship, even her hull looks old. She is a dirty carbon black with white streaks of light grey dirt and debris that she picked along while in orbit, as much dust from Earth does make its way to space, and it tends to stick to any surface, like the hulls of starships, especially those who usually are with their primary shields off. Much of that dust also comes from space, as it also gets attracted to low Earth orbit by the action of the planet itself. Space dust is mostly pulverized rock and sulfur oxide, combined with very fine particles from Earth's deserts, mainly from the Sahara. It breaks my heart to see her go, but it was her time, as too many of her systems were beginning to fail, and it was a real burden for maintenance to constantly fix them, especially with such a small crew on board. She will arrive at planet Temma in approximately 58 Earth hours, as seen from our perspective here, because she will move slowly, so as not to put pressure on her old engines. As a reference, a Talika-class starship at full power can jump 440 light-years from planet Temma to Earth in 7 hours. The trip itself is through hyperspace and it is instantaneous, yet there is a frequency progression, molecular vibration transformation, which the ship's engines must induce on the entire starship, and that is what causes the time delay, and the perception of travel, as experienced by the crew of a starship, and it is called sit time, as in ship internal time, and not the jump through hyperspace itself. The more powerful a starship is, the less sit time it will generate, taking into account the total mass of the ship as compared to the total power output of its engine's power to mass ratio, which is a ship's PTM. Right before Talika left my Taygetan friends and I went on board for the last time, we walked our familiar corridors, the places we used to meet in, like the ship's central atrium, where the kitchens and dining room are located, and of course, we went to see our private bedrooms, also to see if we weren't forgetting anything there. Talika and Sardiclea were docked side by side with one another using the main hangar retractable doors, which were placed together so we could pass from one ship to another by foot. All this was made possible because of the pressurized docking systems. Nearly every ship is equipped with them. It was sad to walk off Talika for the last time, and from inside Sardiclea hangar, my friends and I stood together watching as Talika slowly closed her hangar doors for the last time. This was a very emotional moment. We all made our way to Sardiclea's bridge from where we saw Talika undock from us with a mechanical sound when the docking clamps set her free, and slowly move away sideways at first, and then with its engines facing us, and glowing blue-white as it gathered speed. All this happened just a few minutes before I made my way into my new private room and sat down to write these words. It was very sad to see her go, but the brand new Sardiclea is my home now, and she has no maintenance or mechanical issues to worry about. One of our main concerns as to when Talika would leave us was finally not an issue. We were worried that one or more of our cats would get lost inside Talika, either preventing her from leaving or mistakenly taking the furry feline back to Tema. Fortunately, all the cats are accounted for. Talika will make a stop in planet Sindriel's orbit, which orbits the star Aldebaran, some 65 light-years away from Earth, to check on its engines and systems, and then will proceed to jump the longest stretch of interstellar space of her journey back home. That longer stretch between Sindriel and Tema is 375 light-years long, and it will be the greatest challenge for the aging Talika and her engines. Yet the crew of Sardiclea is safe inside, as well as our friends who are traveling with them. Talika is not traveling alone, it is being escorted side by side by the destroyer Vigilant Eagle, who will assist if needed. Vigilant Eagle will also be repaired and serviced in Tema before coming back here, to Earth's low orbit. Once in Tema, at the shipyards on the surface of the planet, Talika will be evaluated, and depending on what is found, she will be fully repaired, placed in storage, turned into a historical monument, or dismantled and scrapped. She faces an uncertain future at this point. As we were saying here, she was a good ship to all of us, yet it is amazing how long we completely depended on her, despite her poor condition, especially because until very recently, she was the only Taygetan starship here in Earth's orbit. Besides Sardiclea's initial crew, the one who brought her here, Queen Alanim in her medical pod, her partner Keela, her staff and her security team are traveling in Talika, as well as Zarel and Arian, who are also on board and on their way back home. Zarel and Arian decided to move on to do other things back home in Tema. They will be moving on with their lives, and will not be returning. We deeply thank them for all their support and for all the beautiful messages they shared and left on their YouTube channel, which is now under CIC Sardiclea's control. The Zarel and Arian YouTube channel will be kept and respected as it is, and will not be used to transmit any messages from other crew members or myself. In any case, a new YouTube channel would be created for that purpose, or we would use my backup channel Swaru Official, the one in English which I could not finish configuring, yet I must revive. Talika has been the Taygetan flagship for the better part of 90 years, and it has become an emblem, not only for Taygetans and other star races who have always respected her as the Queen's Yacht, but also for all of the people who have followed us on YouTube and social media. Talika is a much-loved starship, an emblem of all Taygetans and this group. And I know many of you have even suggested that if she cannot be repaired, she should be turned into a memorial or into a hotel. Although they don't exist exactly as such back in Taygeta, but there are places to stay when traveling. Talika has also been the main ship during countless encounters and events involving Taygetans on Earth. Many of those incidents are very much in the media and are well known. All the events and incidents involving Taygetans during the 20th century and the 21st so far involved Talika directly. They all started, developed, and ended on Starship Talika. I could list all the events in which she was involved, but too many of them may be controversial, so I will leave it to your educated deductions and conclusions. This is the end of an era. She is a highly historical ship, and it is very sad to see her go. The instructions I left as the current Taygetan Queen is that the shipyards back in Tema should do everything possible, everything in their power, to repair the great Talika, so we can have her with us again. Our best engineers and shipbuilders will do their best to have her back in perfect working order once more. I will not let her go without a fight. Goodbye, great Talika, goodbye Moma, her artificial intelligence, and I hope to see you soon here with us in low Earth orbit, as usual. The Tejetan starships remaining here in low Earth orbit are Saska 1, our maintenance and support vessel, the two powerful dreadnoughts, Alcyone and Asterope, the brand new state-of-the-art escort destroyer, Hyades, and our new flagship Sardacleia, also brand new and state-of-the-art. This is the beginning of Starship Sardacleia's adventures as flagship of the fleet. She is state-of-the-art, brand new, and incredibly capable. New Tejetan Queen, new flagship. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie Swart.